Blessings and miracles don't usually come when there's resistance. I want to talk to you guys about how I got the man of my dreams, my absolute soulmate, and millions of dollars in business. For some, this may be too much to believe, and if you don't want to believe it, that's okay. That's seriously okay. Maybe you're not ready, but this is my true story. So when I was young, I believed so much in true love. Like, I was a total hopeless romantic. I would watch every love story. I would sit in my room and listen to Dolly Parton and Islands in the Stream with Kenny Rogers. I mean, any love song, I was just obsessed with love. Always believed in it. I remember always thinking that I would do anything for true love, meaning I would marry even if the guy was broke, even if we lived in a cardboard box, I would be with that person for true love. And I remember thinking this deeply with all my heart and soul, you know, that I couldn't imagine like women who married just for money. I'm like, but what about true love? I mean, don't you want true love? So like, that's how I believed with every ounce in my soul. And isn't it amazing that in the end, I got my true love because I didn't have any resistance. I didn't say, God, he has to be successful. He has to be this. He has to be that. I didn't have this resistance to like, it can't be this. It can't be this. It can't like blah, 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 listing off, right? I was just saying, I will take true love. I desire true love. And then when it comes to money, you guys all know I grew up, maybe you know, I grew up in a lower income family. My parents are both immigrants to America with no education, pretty much. So they worked like $10, $12 an hour jobs, multiple jobs just to make ends meet, just to pay the mortgage. They had to work multiple jobs, like backbreaking labor. But somewhere along the line, around 10 or 11 years old, I decided I was an entrepreneur. I started babysitting, lemonade stands, carnivals in my backyard. Like, I was charging the neighborhood for anything and everything I could come up with. I was an incredible entrepreneur when I was young. I had every family in the neighborhood calling me to babysit. My phone was ringing off the hook. I had flyers out there every single day in my neighbor's mailboxes. I mean, I was hustling. And so I knew my whole life, I will work for it. I will be a millionaire and I don't mind working for it. So now, having seen millions come through our businesses, my husband and I, isn't it fascinating that the true love came, that the millions came, even though I would have taken a man that was poor, right? I would have married a man for true love, just for true love. No money mattering, right? Like, didn't matter. I would have worked for the millions, and the millions were manifested through miraculous ways. Like, so what I'm trying to say is, what am I trying to say? It's like, I didn't have the resistance and I would have done it either way. I heard somebody talking at a conference, like Abraham Hicks was talking in a conference, and somebody came up to the microphone and said, I want to be a millionaire, but I don't want to work for it. And she's like, well, there's your problem, is you're saying I want the millions, but then you're introducing resistance by saying, but I don't want it under these terms. I don't want to work my ass off, or I don't want to do this, or I don't want to whatever. So it's like you want the desire, but then you introduce resistance. And I think when I look at my own story of manifesting the love, the happiness, the joy, the family, the millions of dollars in business, it's like I didn't introduce resistance. I would have done it the hard way. I would have done it anyway. I would have married my husband if he wasn't a business owner. I would have married him just for the true love. Do you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I had this epiphany and I really wanted to share it because I think it's so relevant. And I think there's a lot of people out there who are just fucking full of resistance in terms of what they're putting out into the universe. They're like, I want this, but it has to be under these terms. I want this, but it can't be like this. It can't be like this. It can't be like this. And then God doesn't know how to deliver your blessings because you're, instead of your palms being open and your heart being open and all of that, it's like you're closed. You're like, but not like this, but not like this, but not like this, you know? So anyway, I love you guys so much. I hope that this epiphany helped somebody out there. I love you guys so much. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and I'll catch you in the next one.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.